Luke chapter 11. And it came to pass that as he was praying at a certain place, when he ceased of praying, one of his disciples said to him, "Master, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." And he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us of our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.' And he said to them, 'Which of you shall have a friend and shall go to him at midnight and say to him, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine is in his journey, is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him." And he who is inside shall answer and say, "Don't trouble me. The door is shut, and my children are with me and in bed. I can't rise up and give you bread." I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, his insistence, he will rise and give him as much as he needs. And I say to you, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be open. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give that boy a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he, instead of a fish, give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" And he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass, when the devil was gone out, that the dumb spoke, and the people wondered. But some of them said, "He casts out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils." And others, tempting him, sought from him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falls. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub, and if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I with the finger of Yahweh cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of Yahweh has come upon you. When a strong man armed keeps his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he takes from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divides his spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathers not with me scatters. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks through dry places seeking for rest, and finding none, he says, 'I will return to my house from where I came.' And when he comes back, he finds it swept and garnished. And then he goes and takes to him 7 other spirits, more wicked than himself, and they enter in and stay there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first." And it came to pass, as he spoke these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the paps that you have sucked." But he said, "Yes, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of Yahweh and keep it." When the people were gathered thickly together, he began to say, "This is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of Jonah the prophet. For just as Jonah was a sign to the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the utmost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, a greater than Jonah is here. No man, when he has lit a candle, puts it in a secret place, neither does he put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is single, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is evil, your body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in you is not darkness. If your whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle does give you light. And as he spoke, a certain Pharisee begged of him to dine with him, and he went in and sat down to table. And when the Pharisee saw, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. And the master said to him, Now do you Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness. Fools, did not he that had made that which is outside make that which is inside also? But rather give alms of such things as you have, and all things are clean to you. But woe to you, Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs and pass over judgment and the love of Yahweh. These you ought to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Woe to you, Pharisees, for you love the uppermost seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you are as graves which do not appear, and the men that walk over them are not aware of them. Well, then answered one of the lawyers and said to him, Teacher, by saying this, you reproach us as well. And he said, Woe to you also, you lawyers, for you laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, for you build the sepulchres of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. Truly you bear witness that you allow the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed killed them, and you build their graves. Therefore also said the wisdom of Yahweh, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall kill and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation. From the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, which perished between the altar and the temple, truly I say to you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe to you lawyers, for you have taken away the king of knowledge. You entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in you hindered. And as he said these things to them, the scribes and Pharisees began to urge him vehemently and to provoke him to speak of many things, lying in wait for him and seeking to catch something coming out of his mouth that they might accuse him with it. End of chapter.